Hey, welcome back here on Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Thanks for joining us here today. We enjoy talking with our local science community about a lot of different subjects, and this one's going to be one that will be of interest to many of you, especially near the water. UNC Institute of Marine Science and a citizen science project about nuisance flooding, and that sometimes that's called king tides. We'll get to that in just a moment. And joining us this morning to help us out with that is Anna Claybaugh and Jasmine McAdams. Good morning, folks. How are y'all?
Morning. It's nice to be here and talk about the project.
Yeah, good to have you with us here today. So, Anna, tell me, what is the project?
So, basically, the project is trying to get people involved and create awareness about the nuisance flooding going on.
What is a nuisance flooding?
So, Eastern North Carolina is a very flat part of the state, and a lot of people have seen flooding coming from rain, storm events, even high tides, and that can cause problems for people's homes get flooded, infrastructure gets damaged, buildings, housing, local businesses also are affected by this flooding, and it can cause a lot of damage in the area, which is very costly to the community.
So, Jasmine, you're looking for citizens to get involved in, what, monitoring this, or how does that work?
Really, so what we want is people to take pictures and go out and report back to us what they see. You know, it's difficult for us to go to all these different places and take pictures of the flooding, so
yeah,
essentially.
The county's only 100 miles long, so.
Yeah, exactly. So. And so I think what we're trying to do is basically crowdsource a lot of, you know, our data. And so we have people go out and take pictures perhaps of a road that's closed because of the flooding, or maybe flooding that they see after a hurricane or with storm surge, heavy rains, stuff like that, really anything where people think that they see something interesting with high water.
Well, now around here, if you've been around here for any length of time, you have your usual suspects of places that flood. I mean, you kind of know some of the ones that are going to be high water, depending if you have a northeasterly wind or if you have certain tides, if you have rainfall of a certain amount. Sort of, if you're around here, you kind of know where they are. Are you looking for those as well as the ones that surprise people or what?
Yeah, we're really looking for pictures from everywhere. The idea behind the pictures is people can actually visualize how much water is there, because when we say, oh, the water is going to be 2 feet higher than normal, what does that really mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Yeah. So that's hard for people to kind of understand. So these photos actually help us show them, well, if 2 feet of water comes in, where's it going to be? How's it going to affect you? And they can actually see it for themselves.
You probably don't need, Jasmine, 100 pictures of the Lowe's interchange on Highway 70 that floods every time it rains. But you do need, I would imagine, sound side, different ones in different places where people don't travel all the time.
Yeah, exactly. We definitely want to cover as wide of a range as we can, and this is for all of North Carolina. And I think with this, it's really interesting is because we want to match some of these events with knowing what happened on these certain days. So that's why we want, even if it's the same spot at different times, we still want to see what did it look like in September, what did it look like on a certain day in June.
Oh, so how do people get the details on this project?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, we have a link that sends you to this app. So NOAA, with the help of NOAA, we've developed this app called What's Your Water Level? And people can very easily, and you can even access it from your phone if you go on to your browser. So people can go on the website and just submit a photo with this link, and you just include details such as location, date, perhaps what is causing the high water, if you might know.
All right. And now what is that app? What's the how's the access? What's the site?
So if you go on our website, which is nckingtides.web.edu, there's a submit your photo button. And from there, it'll take you directly to our participate page, which has the What's Your Water Level app on it. And from there, you can actually do it straight from our website.
Right.
And you upload the photo on our little app window that's on that page and enter all the details.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
There is. Yeah.
Now you're looking for this across the state?
Well, so I guess across the coastal.
Coastal area.
State, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So from the north to the south.
The app will take submissions from anywhere across the continental U.S. So if there's flooding going on anywhere in the state, we're more than happy to take photos from that, because it's not just tide flooding that we're looking at. It's also storm events and just high water in general.
And then you correlate that with what the weather data is that we have, because, you know, that may not be sufficient. I mean, obviously, you have weather data. I mean, people all the time say, why do you get the temperature at the airport? You know,
exactly.
That's just where the weather station is.
Yeah.
So, but there's a lot of citizens that have weather gauges and other weather monitors that are out there, too. We have Walter in the line has a question for you guys. Hi, Walter.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the non-tidal flooding.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, and I'm talking 1700s, 1800s, ditches were dug because the water table is about 2 feet, and in Alliance, it's 2 feet anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You dig a post hole, you hit water. I wonder what the importance is on maintaining ditches is in this kind of thing.
Yeah. Is that part of it?
Development takes place along a major road, and a ditch will go from a ditch road to the field, and then the development comes in, and the ditches are, you know, no culverts are put in, and it creates hard surface where there's no drainage. I wonder if this is something that needs to be looked at.
Okay, is this part of it? You're hoping that from this data you can coordinate what public policy might be.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of what we're trying to do is look at, with being able to geotag some of these locations,
mm-hmm.
we really want to look at what is causing, you know, because different locations have very different things going on. So what is causing the flooding? So ditches might be one of them that are too shallow.
Right.
And ultimately, hopefully this will turn into a product that can really help planners look mm-hmm. at where the problem areas might be and what these problems look like on a daily basis.
So when you say geotagging, when somebody sends you a picture, it actually has info in that data in there, right? I mean, that it tells you exactly where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So either the photo will be geotagged, or there's also an option to pin the photo location on mm-hmm. the app where you upload the photo.
Okay. Thank you, Walter. By the way, if you don't remember everything after dot, NC King Tides, just to Google that and it'll come up. North Carolina King Tides Project. That's how I find everything. How long does this project go?
So it's started in September of 2015.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's been a little bit of a slow mm-hmm. start. We just got the app, though, which mm-hmm. was the big driver for us. It's a very easy way for people to upload their photos. So we've been promoting the project a lot more in recent months, and it's ongoing as long as we get people to participate.
You mentioned about having photos from different times of the year. So you need kind of before and after things too, don't you? So for example, somebody who lives on the Sound and they know they get Soundside flooding, or they get something, or they see this property, they can take some regular pictures, mm-hmm. right, of a mm-hmm. regular normal day. And then when they get that northeaster that comes in and pushes water up on it, they can take that picture.
Exactly. So it's really nice to have comparison photos mm-hmm. so that we can see, okay, this is normal water level or about normal, and this is a much higher water level, and we can see the difference, see what gets affected by that water coming in.
You call it King Tides Project, but you're not looking just for the big moon tides, right?
No, definitely not. We want to look at everything. So mm-hmm. heavy rains, wind-driven events, you know, things with storm surges, you know, after a hurricane, how high is the water? So
mm-hmm.
We definitely are not restricted to just tidal, the daily cycle, or more the seasonal cycle of the tides.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely want to look at everything.
Okay. All right. Again, it's called the North Carolina King Tides Project. Go to nckingtides.web.unc.edu or just Google NC King Tides and you'll come up with it. And I want to thank Jasmine and Anna for coming over from UNC Institute of Marine Science. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
This is Coastal Daybreak here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We'll have more to come in a moment.